from 90.7 WFAE. This is Newsworthy for Friday, January 16th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. A Superior Court judge on Thursday dismissed, for now, a petition to remove Mecklenburg Sheriff Gary McFadden from office. But the petition can be brought back if District Attorney Spencer Merriweather decides to support it. Steve Harrison has this report.
Earlier this month, five Mecklenburg residents filed a petition saying that McFadden is unfit to serve. They included one of McFadden's former deputy chiefs, Kevin Canty, and Democratic State House member Carla Cunningham. But Superior Court Judge Stuart Albright said state law requires that either the county attorney or the district attorney approve the petition before it's filed. His ruling, however, does not stop their effort. Merriweather, the Mecklenburg District Attorney, has asked the State Bureau of Investigation to investigate the group's claims. If he believes the allegations have merit, he can sign off on the petition, and the five can refile it. A Superior Court judge would then decide whether to suspend or remove McFadden from office. The sheriff faces three challengers in the March primary. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein says the state has worked with philanthropic groups to unlock food stamps for kids in the summer. Adam Wagner reports from Raleigh.
The Sunbox program provides low-income families with $120 per child to buy groceries in the summer. That's traditionally a time of heightened food insecurity for kids because school is out and they can't receive free or reduced-price meals there. North Carolina receives $125 million from the federal government for the program, as long as it can provide a $5 million match. Without a state budget this year, Governor Josh Stein, a Democrat, says the administration had to scramble to find charitable contributions to cover the state's portion. Stein wants that to change.
So I urge the General Assembly to include Sunbucks in the recurring budget for the summer of 2027 and beyond. Don't leave families wondering whether they're going to have adequate resources to properly feed their children.
Last summer, the families of more than a million North Carolina kids received Sunbucks. Adam Wagner, North Carolina Newsroom, Capitol Bureau.
Charlotte-Mecklenburg police are investigating a hit-and-run Wednesday evening that left one person dead at the Plaza and 36th Street. 25-year-old Lance Sotelo was struck and killed just before 6 p.m. Police say the driver didn't stop. Quilandra Hood turned herself in Thursday and is charged with felony hit and run, involuntary manslaughter, no operator's license, and failing to stop at a red light. Sotelo was an avid runner and college athlete who competed on the Queen's University track and field team. The city of Salisbury is officially launching its microtransit pilot program on Monday. The on-demand service called Salisbury Connect is designed to work like rideshare apps, but costs the same as public transit. The pilot will initially replace Route 3, or the Blue Route, which serves parts of Salisbury, Spencer, and East Spencer. It'll be available Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. The program is funded by a $2.8 million grant from the North Carolina Department of Transportation. Charlotte-Mecklenburg police unveiled their end-of-the-year report and found that overall crime was down 9% in 2025. Kenneth Lee has more.
Despite several high-profile violent crimes in Charlotte last year, homicides dropped 13% to 96, compared with 110 in 2024. CMPD officials also reported an uptick in police interactions, totaling 574,000 in 2025. Officers arrested 14% more people than the previous year. Violent crimes declined as well, with roughly 5,800 reported last year, compared with more than 7,000 in 2024. New CMPD Chief Stella Patterson said one of her top priorities this year is reducing both disorder and violent crime.
We're going to make every effort to keep having them go down, to be in those places particularly that we know are problematic, that tend to see increases in crime. And I also know in our world today, we can't always predict that, right? Because it can happen anywhere. But we want to make sure that we have eyes and ears in all the places that we can to mitigate it as much as possible.
CMPD says reducing juvenile crime remains a focus. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Roy Cooper said Thursday that former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is, quote, a bad guy that they should get, but criticized the Trump administration for seizing him to gain access to the country's oil. Steve Harrison has this report.
Most Democrats have condemned Trump's military capture of Maduro, though Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman praised the raid. At a campaign event in Charlotte Thursday, Cooper was asked whether Trump's action was right.
So this is about oil profits. This is a bad guy that they should get, but to run Venezuela in order to get oil profits, that's wrong, and I don't think the people of this country want that.
Cooper then criticized his likely Republican opponent in November, Michael Whatley, as supporting the plan because of his past work as an oil and gas lobbyist. The former two-term governor was in Charlotte for a forum about health care. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.
North Carolina health officials are urging people to get their flu shots as deaths spike in the state. Adam Wagner has more.
State health officials reported 63 additional flu deaths in a weekly update Wednesday, bringing this year's total to 134 deaths. That's nearly double the number at the same point in last year's flu season. Dr. Erica Wilson is medical director of the Medical Consultation Unit at the State Department of Health and Human Services. She and other health officials are urging people to get their flu vaccines.
It's really important for folks to be vaccinated. It's really important to protect themselves from the flu because that is the only way that we can prevent having a worse season for the rest of the season.
About 21% of North Carolinians have taken the flu shot this year. That's about half a percentage point behind last year's rate. It's impossible to know, Wilson says, whether the flu peak that started around Christmas will be the only one this season or if another is coming. Adam Wagner, North Carolina Newsroom, Capital Bureau.
Mecklenburg County Health Director Raynard Washington will resign effective Tuesday. Washington joined the county in March of 2020 and was promoted to health director in 2021. County officials said Kimberly Scott will serve as interim health director. Washington has been nominated to serve as New Jersey's next health commissioner. Over 100 people gathered in Concord Thursday night for a wreath ceremony and event titled Keep On Moving that honored Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. ahead of the federal holiday on Monday. Avis Meneyese has more.
A small choir sang near the altar where a large wreath was placed inside Grace Lutheran Church. Dr. Kim Sexton Luther is one of the organizers. She says that amidst immigration raids and political turmoil, it's important to look forward.
If we're going to achieve the future that we know we deserve, if we're going to have the equity and the equality and the freedom in real time that Dr. King fought for, we have to keep on moving.
52-year-old Anicia Howie came with her two children. She was pleased to see the large crowd.
It just shows that how Dr. King really inspired other people and many of people. And I'm just happy that they actually have come out to celebrate him.
Last night's event wrapped up with singing to celebrate Dr. King. Elvis Meneyese, WFA News.
The University of North Carolina School of the Arts is announcing the start of its Junior Appalachian Music Program, or JAM. As WFDD's David Ford reports, musician instructors will teach young students old-time and bluegrass traditions.
JAM is modeled after the Junior Appalachian Musicians Program, founded in Allegheny County, Virginia, in 2000 to preserve mountain culture. The program has since grown to dozens of cities across the Southeast. UNCSA launches its version of JAM next month, with instruction including fiddle, banjo, and guitar, along with small and large group performance opportunities. UNCSA Community Music School Artistic Director Erica Frazier says instructors will include some of the most talented bluegrass musicians in the area.
It means a lot for the kids of our area to learn about our heritage and the musicians from this area in Winston and the Piedmont Triad. We have a lot of rich culture and a lot of history and people who really feed into this genre of music, but a lot of the time the younger population isn't exposed to it until they're a little bit older.
Registration is now open for classes beginning February 17th. I'm David Ford.
A memorial service is scheduled this morning at Bojangles Coliseum for the seven people killed in a fiery plane crash last month at the Statesville Regional Airport. Among the victims were former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife Christine, and his children Emma and Ryder. The NTSB is still investigating that incident. Today's event starts at 11 a.m. Later this afternoon, an event called Burnout for Biff is scheduled for 3 to 5 p.m. along Main Street in downtown Mooresville. YouTuber Cletus McFarlane, whose real name is Garrett Mitchell and who was a close friend of Greg Biffle, will do a burnout near Biffle's marker at the North Carolina Auto Racing Walk of Fame. City of Charlotte Solid Waste Services will not collect garbage, recycling, yard waste, and scheduled bulky waste on Monday in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The service schedule for the week is different from previous years, as a new holiday collection schedule started this year. Crews will begin service on Tuesday and work through Friday to complete all routes. The City of Charlotte has pledged to end all traffic deaths by 2030. It's an ambitious goal that's part of the city's Vision Zero plan adopted back in 2019. But so far, it seems the opposite is actually happening. There were 81 traffic-related fatalities last year. That's an increase of 9% from the year before. There were also 111 serious injuries, a 13% jump. The new numbers have prompted advocates to call for Charlotte to take emergency action. Shannon Benz is the founder of the group Sustain Charlotte, and he joined our Marshall Terry to talk about what the group is calling on the city to do.
So what's going wrong here? Why are more people dying on our streets? Is it one factor or several?
Well, at the core, children, parents, and seniors in our community are dying simply because our streets are designed for speed, not protecting human life.
Now, you say it's time for the city and DOT to focus on three main courses of action you'd like to see immediately. Let's start with safety upgrades on what are called high injury network streets. What are those and what do you want changed?
So the high injury network are the streets in our city that are the most dangerous based on the number of fatal crashes and serious injury crashes. The same corridors, the same streets show up year after year. So we know where the danger is. We just haven't acted with enough urgency. We'd like to see rapid safety upgrades to the high injury network streets. These can include safer crossings, curb extensions, protected bike lanes, lane narrowing, lane reductions. There's so many things that can happen. And we don't have to wait for millions of dollars. Cities around the country are using inexpensive interventions, using paint and bollards and other quick build items, as it's called. And we could do that absolutely if we decided we were willing to put human life ahead of speed.
Next, you call for additional measures to reduce speed. Like what?
It all comes down to designing the street. Simply posting a lower speed limit doesn't really make a difference. People drive as fast as they feel they can safely drive. So a lot of times it has to do with how wide the road is and how many lanes there are, how easy it is to see, how straight it is. We have to do things that essentially require people to slow down. And again, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are best practices that are used all over the country, all over the world. Even here in Charlotte, we've done a lot of this. We just haven't done enough of it. You know, more of our problems are actually on roads that are maintained by the North Carolina DOT. And the problem is they have not been willing to modify them to make them safer. So we essentially have what have been designed as highways to move cars as quickly as possible through residential areas, through neighborhoods. And that's the problem.
Lastly, it sounds like you want the city to come up with a plan and be clear about when and where changes would occur.
That's right. To address Vision Zero, it can't just be a planning exercise. We have to have a very clear plan that states a timeline, you know, which segments are going to be fixed. We would suggest the ones that we already know are the most dangerous, what changes are going to be made, and when those changes are going to actually happen.
Are there any safety changes in the works as part of the big transportation plan that will be funded by that tax increase that voters approved in November?
Yeah, actually, the city released in January a transportation investment plan over the next 20 years. And, you know, redesigning our streets for safety is, I would argue, the top priority. So it's a high priority for the city. But what we've run into is the city being reluctant and the state DOT being reluctant to make the changes on these corridors where we have the biggest problem because they are moving cars. And again, there's hesitancy to actually slow drivers down. So there is more money that's coming. We already have some set aside where we could make these changes much more quickly. But it's really not just a money problem. It's a political will problem. And that's why we're asking for our local officials, both at the city and the state level, to direct their DOTs to actually fix this problem.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Thank you.
That's Shannon Binns, founder of the group Sustain Charlotte.
And for Friday, January 16th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.